Members of the environmental group 350 Pensacola plan to travel to New Orleans on Wednesday. They'll be joining other activists to surround the Superdome in protest of oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. For details, WUWF's Sandra Averhart spoke with 350 Pensacola's Christian Wagley.
Christian, I would first ask that you give me a little detail about yourself, your environmental activism, and you're a member of 350 Pensacola.
Yeah, I'm the programs chairperson for 350 Pensacola. We're a local environmental group that's part of a larger international organization. And so we work mainly on climate change issues. A lot of that relates to energy, and we do monthly speakers and programs at events throughout the year, really trying to raise awareness about climate change and really trying to stick to the facts and let the science guide us.
Well, your group, 350 Pensacola, is joining activists from all over, environmental and social justice activists in New Orleans this week. Tell us about this.
Yes, this Wednesday, March 23rd, is certainly one of the most important days ever in the modern history of the Gulf of Mexico. Up to 43 million acres of the Gulf will be put up for lease by the federal government for oil and gas drilling. The federal government holds this land, this water, in the public trust, manages it in the common interest, and they have concluded that more oil and gas drilling is what is desired right now. Our concern is that we are in the midst right now of this inevitable transition to clean, renewable energy and continuing to encourage oil and gas drilling offshore in the Gulf of Mexico will put us down a path for decades to come of continuing to put our local beaches here in Florida at risk, our local economy at risk, and frankly, our climate, our world climate at risk. We know now that not only extracting fossil fuels is very dangerous, but just simply burning them, burning coal and oil, is damaging both to people and to the planet. And so we want to send that strong message that we don't want to continue to go down that path. We've got to begin as immediately that transition that's already underway to clean energy from the sun and wind.
Christian, give us some perspective here. Up to 43 million acres. This is a lot.
Sure. I mean, that's a huge chunk of the Gulf. It's, I think, almost double what's already being utilized out there for oil and gas drilling. And so it's a giant amount of space out there devoted to this. Again, it's truly historic. And as I said, it will put us down that path for really dramatically increasing the risk that we're going to have another type of deep water horizon type of event out there, because the easy to get oil and the easy to get gas has already been gotten. And so now we're having to go farther offshore and go even deeper to get it. And so the Deepwater Horizon rig, I think they were going through several thousand feet of water and several thousand more feet of sand and rock in order to get to that. And the farther you go like that, the greater the risks, the more the chance of certainly mechanical failure, equipment failure, but also human error and human failure. And that was part of what happened with the Deepwater Horizon. That's something you can never entirely eliminate. And Florida's economy is really based on tourism and our clean beaches. It's certainly something that we're known for here in the Pensacola area. And continuing to open up these leases and open up the Gulf of Mexico to more of this is going to put our economy and the beaches that we love clearly at risk.
Tell us what's going to happen on Wednesday as your organization and many others will be descending on New Orleans and surrounding the Superdome.
We're expecting thousands of people from the Gulf Coast and from around the country to converge on the Superdome where the lease sale is actually taking place, and to link together, to form that human chain, to do a little bit of civil disobedience, a peaceful protest, to try to actually block that sale and to send a strong message that we don't want that sale to take place, and we've got to continue on that transition to clean energy. And so, you know, the Gulf of Mexico has had a kind of short shrift in all this. Recently, for example, the Obama administration announced that the Atlantic now off the Carolinas and Georgia, there wasn't going to be any oil and gas drilling there. They were gearing up to do that. And yet here, a week later, we're going forward with up to 43 million acres of the Gulf being leased. So these groups have come together and to go to New Orleans and to send that strong message. And it's not only environmentalists, but it's social justice kind of activists, because there's a lot of people in the communities along the Gulf Coast that suffer from a lot of the extraction activities as oil and gas is brought ashore and processed.
And you say this just really is delaying the inevitable. You support clean energy initiatives. Tell us more.
Yeah, that transition is already underway. The growth in solar power and wind energy is exponential. It sort of reminds me of the progress that's been made through the years with the power of computers and computing and computer chips, where the capacity has continued to increase exponentially. At the same time, the cost actually went down. And that same thing is happening with wind and solar, where the costs continue to come down dramatically year after year. I would almost consider it really irresponsible to continue down that path of fossil fuels, because we know that there's something better out there. It's basically the limitless power of the sun and wind. We know how to capture it now. It's just continuing to refine that and to send the right signals in the marketplace to encourage that. And opening up 43 million acres of the Gulf of Mexico to oil and gas drilling is going to send us down the wrong path for decades to come, and clearly not the right signal that needs to be sent.
Any closing comment? And is there still an opportunity for individuals to join you? It's going to be a bus trip, right?
It's a free bus trip. You can donate if you'd like to, but it is free thanks to some of the different environmental groups that have come together on this. We leave early in the morning Wednesday for a nice day trip to New Orleans. There is still room on the bus. We'd love to have folks come and join us and join hands with us and join with us in brotherhood and sisterhood to make this strong statement to protect our beaches here.
Christian Wagley, thank you.
Welcome. Thank you, Sandra.